Thank you for calling the Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Debbie Hall, and I did the Dyson survey, and I didn't realize, and I didn't see the tiny print at the very bottom about the $59.98 food supplement or whatever that is that I was going to, that I was, when I hit enter on the survey, then I was automatically applied for that. So I would like to cancel any future shipments, and I would like a refund on the $59.98 as it says in your terms and agreement, that I can get. So can you help me with that?
Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am, to help you out?
It is 75771.
Can I have your name, please?
Debbie Hall.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
18936 County Road 442, Lindale, Texas, 75771.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you entered our contest to win like a Dyson vacuum, and you was enrolled into our meal planner app. And we give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings. But by looking at your account.
Okay. I need to cancel that, and please do not ship that to me. I mean, I'm 75 years old. I don't need that kind of stuff. And I won't use it. And I didn't really, and it's not very clear in your survey stuff, because the dark blue that is on there, it makes it very difficult to see your terms of agreement. And it never really says anything after you put your information in that you're not paying the $5 for the shipping. So I would like to, you know, stop that shipment, cancel my enrollment, and then, and then get a refund for what was charged on my credit card.
So by looking at your account, ma'am, your account was already canceled, and it looks like you filed a dispute with your bank already. So,
well,
because
I couldn't find your term. I couldn't find anywhere. Well, because when it came up, I thought I didn't charge that. I charged $5 is what should have been charged on my credit card. So, of course, I contacted my bank. And then I talked to some other lady who kept saying, you should have read your terms of agreement. And I said, I never saw it. And so nothing comes up and says I'm being enrolled in a meal plan when I input my information. The only way you find it is in your terms of agreement, which is not a very good place to put it. And so I went through this morning under very, very bright light and a magnifying, pulling my thing up, and I finally saw your terms of agreement and went through it. So I would like, and it says in there that I can cancel and I can get a refund if I call within 14 days. Which it was just done, yes, last night. So according to your terms, I'm entitled to cancel my enrollment, get a refund, and stop any shipments.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, your account was already canceled. And since you filed that dispute, ma'am, you will have to have your bank call us with you on the line stating that they will drop that dispute. We cannot issue you no refund until your bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute with you on the line.
Okay, but what difference does it make? Because it's going to be a refund anyway.
Okay, so ma'am, we will have to have your bank call us with you on the line.
Okay, can you stop that shipment from coming to me?
Okay, so ma'am, your account was already canceled.
Okay, I don't understand what that means. If my account is canceled, then I shouldn't have any charges. And I shouldn't receive any shipment.
Okay, so ma'am, it's not no shipment. This is a meal planner app. It's an app that you have to download on your phone. And as I just explained to you, you will have to have your bank call us stating that they will drop that dispute with you on the line.
Okay, can you take care of the phone call? I mean, if I get the bank, I tried last night. And every time I got a hold of the bank and tried to get a hold of somebody there, by that time, going through the 20-minute hold, the bank hangs up because they have other calls also. So is there one person that does this? Are you going to transfer me and the bank to somebody else?
Unfortunately, ma'am, we cannot do the call for you. You have to do it yourself.
No, I don't want you to do the call for me. I just ask you a question. If I call if the bank calls and does the three-party, my phone will not do a three-party phone call, is what I'm trying to tell you. So if the bank calls, we tried last night, and by the time we held, she can't hold for 20, 25 minutes waiting for somebody to come on the phone. What I'm asking you is there one particular person that can settle this without having to hold for 20 minutes?
Okay, so.
So when I get to you, are you going to transfer me and the bank onto somebody else? Can you take care of it if I get the bank on the phone at this entry level of the phone call? Or are you going to say, well, I can't handle that. You have to go to somebody else, and then we have to hold for another God knows how long. So can you take care of it if I get the bank on the phone is my question.
Okay, so ma'am, you have to have your bank call us with you on the line.
I understand that, but if I call with my bank and I'm on the line, this phone number, whoever answers, will they be able to solve this problem?
Yes, ma'am, they will.
And you're not going to transfer me to somebody else, like your fraud department.
Okay, so ma'am, I'm not sure what the next agent might do, but they will handle your account.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling us, and I hope you have a great day.
Oh, don't. It's not a nice day.